Hi, you're listening to the Fairy Tale Knit Show, where I share my fiber adventures with you. I'm your host, Dawn, owner and indie dyer behind Fairy Tale Knits. Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of the Fairy Tale Knit Show. Today, I'm going to do a project update. So I'm going to start doing periodic project updates. I don't plan to make them at certain times, like once a month or once every 2 months, as of right now, because my progress on different projects will vary a lot depending on what I'm working on and what else I have going on. Because if it's a long, complicated project, obviously it's going to take longer than if it's a short one. So whenever I do these, I'll always have pictures of everything and links to all the patterns and everything I talk about in the show notes. And today you can find that at fairytalenits.com/podcast17. Now, let's get started. I'm going to start with the Southern Exposure Shawl. This is one that I cast on at the beginning of October. I haven't finished it yet because I don't get a whole lot of time to knit. Between working and homeschooling my four kids, there just isn't a whole lot of time to knit. And a lot of times when I do have time that I could be knitting, I kind of don't have the brain space for it. I just pretty much veg out during those times. And so I haven't made a lot of progress on this. But this one is coming along nicely for the amount of time I've been able to spend on it. And the good thing is it's become a mindless project because I just know the stitch pattern now. I know where the increases are. I know where the bind offs are. So it's just mindless. I don't really have to pay attention to it, but I do need to be able to look at it to be able to know what row I'm on. So I can't work on it in the dark. So that means no nighttime car knitting. And that has decreased the amount of time I can spend on it, especially now with it getting as dark as early as it does. But I am loving the way the colorways are working together. I'm knitting it with Luna and Vader's underwear, both of them on Thor's hammer. And at my shows next year, you'll be able to get these made up into kits. I will have the kits available with just one colorway so that it's not striped, and with two separate colorways, coordinating colorways, so that you can stripe it. And I may also have another option for two colors that the project is in the works. So we'll see if I can get that finished by the early shows next year or if it's one of some of my other shows. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the shows that I'm going to be at, be sure to join my email list, and you can find that at the show notes also. Next is a super secret sock project that I'm working on. I can't share pictures of this one, but if you follow me on Instagram, I will share it there when I'm allowed to. I'm test knitting these and they're super fun. The one downside is I hate the needles I'm using and I can't find my 9-inch ones. I'm using the flexi flips and I have to say the joins and the tips are driving me crazy. They're terrible. I cannot believe how often my yarn is getting caught on the joins. It's like I'm knitting with cheap Joanne needles. That's seriously crazy. I cannot believe I spent this much money on these needles and they're catching. Knitpicks needles don't catch this much unless they're coming unscrewed. And these don't have, they're not interchangeables. So they don't have anything that should be catching. They should be smoother than this. So, rant over. I do not recommend flexi flips unless you have already tried this type of needle and you don't have a problem with the joins. But if you've had problems with joins of cheap needles before, don't get them. They're not worth it. So I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go dig out some of my other 9-inch needles the ones that I have in stock to sell. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go dig out one of those because I can't find my current ones. I don't know what happened to them. But I am missing my zipper pouch that holds a lot of my knitting stuff because I switched bags. I bought a new purse and I switched and it went missing during that time. So it's probably in that zipper pouch. But that's the good thing about carrying the needles is I always have them. The other thing that's driving me nuts about the Flexi Flips is the tips. The pointy side isn't pointy enough. But I could get over that because the yarn I'm using isn't splitty. So I could get over the not pointy needles. The taper is nice on them. But I don't like that they're different on different sides. I'd rather them just be the same because then I don't have to like examine them before I go start knitting with them. It seems kind of silly. Or if they were two different colors. If they were two different colors and you could tell like really, really easily which one was which, or they were marked in some really, really plain way that you could tell which was the sharper tip and which was the less sharp tip. I think they call it the sharp one is the rocket and the other one is the turbo. I'm not positive, but I think that's what they're called. But I do really like this pattern. And I really like the colorway I'm using with it. It's Rack Spurts. And I just love the way it's working up. So I will be sharing that on Instagram as soon as I can. Which isn't yet. Next is the scarf that I was weaving for my husband. And guess what? I finished it. Yay! I'm so excited. It's all washed and blocked and ready for him to wear. Now, I did wash it. And I put it in the washer on the spin cycle to take it to Indy Knit and Spin because it was going to be so cold at Indy Knit and Spin. And I thought, oh, perfect. He'll have this warm wool scarf to wear. So washed it, put it in the washer on spin cycle because I wanted to get out as much water as I could so that it would dry in time. And then I left it in the washer when we left to go to Indy Knit and Spin. Really wanted him to be able to wear it so it would keep him warm. I also wanted to share it to show it off. It is not made with my own yarn. It is made with Knit Picks yarn. But it's the first big project I've done on my loom, so I was so excited to share it. And I left it at home. So we didn't get to share it. He didn't get to wear it. And I had to rewash it because after sitting in the washer for 48 hours... or more. I guess it was probably more than 48 hours. It kind of got wrinkled, like it had started to dry. So I had to rewash it and it is now dry. So I will take some pictures and share that with you. I am very happy with how it turned out and I hope he is too. I hope he gets a lot of use out of it. So next up are the minis striped socks, the pattern that I was working on designing. I haven't cast on the second sock for this. And this is why I usually knit socks two at a time. But with the stripes, I would have four different colors going at once. And I really didn't want to do that. And it was a good chance for me to try out the 9-inch sock needles that I carry. And I really like them. I'm glad that I did them separate. It just means it's going to take me a little bit longer to finish both of them. I do plan on casting this one on after I finish the secret socks. So hopefully in the next few weeks. And I'm also going to be starting a new weaving project. And I'm going to start it this week. I'm getting a new weaving book. It's already on the way, should be here tomorrow from when I'm recording this podcast. So by the time you're listening to it, I already have the book. And it's called The Weaver's Idea Book. And it's basically a dictionary for weavers. It has lots of different stitches on how to make them for the rigid heddle loom. I'm going to make a scarf for my daughter. But I don't know what pattern I'm going to use, what stitch pattern I'm going to use yet. I do know the yarn and the colorway because she said it was one of her favorites. The yarn is House Elf on Mermaid's Hair DK. And I'm excited to see this new yarn woven up for the first time. I think it's the first weaving project ever done with this yarn, because I just released this yarn a few months ago. So I'm excited to see that. And last up is spinning. Since we closed our camp, remember that's where I was keeping my spinning wheel. I did bring my spinning wheel home, but I've not done any spinning on it. I should start spinning and like make it something that I do every morning or every night and just make more of a habit out of it, because I do enjoy it. It is very relaxing. So maybe I could do it just before we eat dinner. That wouldn't be a bad idea. I could do it then. And then I would make nice steady progress on my spinning, because now that I'm picking up weaving more, I want to weave with my hand-spun yarn. I really, really want to weave with my hand-spun yarn. So I really should work on that more. And I have exciting news. I'm getting a new loom. Yay! It's going to be my Christmas present. I'm going to get a 20-inch shot flip. I'm hoping I like it better than my Kromsky. I don't hate my Kromsky or anything. It's just the way the bar, I don't remember what it's called, because remember, I'm a new weaver. I don't like the way the bar attaches where I tie on. It's kind of a pain to use, like when I'm first warping it. So I'm excited to try to get the flip and give that one a try. I also really like that all of the flips use the same stand. So if I want to go bigger or smaller, I just need the one stand. Because chances are, even if I'm working on two separate projects at the same time, I'm not going to need them on the stand at the same time. They're flips, so I can flip them closed and put them away and get out the other one that I want to work on and just put it on the same stand. So that's the big reason that I chose the flip, is that all the stands are the same, and I'm finding that I really wish I had a stand for my Kromsky for when I'm not at home. When I'm at home, it's not as big of a deal, because our living room is really small, so I wouldn't have a whole lot of room for a stand, for the loom on the stand anyway. Right now, I just set it on my couch. My couch cushions aren't attached to the couch, so like you can take them off. I just lay one of them sideways, and I angle it there right in front of me, and it puts it at just the right angle for me. So that works great for when I'm at home. But when I'm not at home, it's kind of a pain. I don't really like when I take it out as much. So I definitely do want to get a stand for my Kromsky, or get the smallest flip and just use the stand for it and sell my Kromsky. I'm not sure which one I'm going to do yet. But that's it for now. I'm thinking this is probably a shorter than normal podcast, but that's okay. You guys got to hear about my fiber adventures and what I have going on. You can see all the updates, all the pictures for everything, except the secret socks, of course, at fairytaleknits.com/podcast17. And I'd love to hear what you're working on. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes, be sure to subscribe wherever you prefer listening to the podcast. And if you've enjoyed this and other episodes, be sure to leave a review and share with your yarny friends. Oh, I almost forgot. Be sure you go and join my email list, because I have something super special coming up for Black Friday weekend. You don't want to miss out on this. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Keep stitching and have a fabulous week.